listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. I'm Dave Capper. Welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, March 2025 edition, a presentation of Airs LA. Our first article comes from the In Every Issue section, Building a Better World Together. Join with us to make a safer, fairer, healthier marketplace. Making school food healthier. Last spring, a CR investigation raised alarms about Lunchables and other popular prepackaged meal kits, versions of which were being offered as part of the National School Lunch Program. Many were found to contain potentially concerning levels of heavy metals and phthalate chemicals, which have been linked to a long list of health concerns, as well as sodium, which can raise blood pressure, even in young people. In short, CR's experts warned, nobody should eat these products regularly, and they definitely shouldn't be considered a healthy school lunch. In late summer, we also delivered nearly 50,000 consumer signatures asking the Department of Agriculture to remove Lunchables from the lunch program. In November, Lunchables manufacturer Kraft Heinz pulled the products from the program. It was a major victory for CR and our partner nonprofit More Perfect Union, and, more important, for the kids eating those school lunches. Now CR is broadening these efforts, calling on companies and regulators to adopt better nutrition and safety standards for school lunches. We co-sponsored a California law that will ban artificial food dyes, which have been linked to hyperactivity and neurobehavioral problems in children, from food sold in public schools by the end of 2027. And we're petitioning the companies that provide most of our country's school lunches, Aramark, Chartwells, and Sodexo, to remove the dyes from their school offerings. 12 of 12 meal kits tested by CR contain heavy metals, lead, cadmium, or both. CR Action Update. It's reasonable for banks to charge a fee for letting a transaction go through on a tapped-out account, effectively making a short-term consumer loan. But the typical overdraft fee of $35 is out of proportion to what the service costs banks. So CR has been urging the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, to limit overdraft fees and deliver 28,000-plus petition signatures in support of such a measure. In December, the CFPB issued a rule giving large banks the option to charge $5 or enough to cover costs. The rule is projected to save consumers up to $5 billion a year. Improving auto safety. What's at stake? The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's STAR-based auto safety rating system has failed to keep pace with advancements in auto safety technology. As a result, nearly all vehicles now receive 4- or 5-star ratings, making it difficult for consumers to distinguish the safest new models from those that are merely average or lower levels of safety. In addition, consumer advocates say if the 5-star system, known as the New Car Assessment Program, or NCAP, doesn't clearly signal to consumers the value of the latest safety features, automakers have less incentive to design them into all their vehicles as standard features. What CR is doing about it? CR has for years been urging NHTSA to overhaul the NCAP program to better reflect the latest safety technologies. And our safety experts have been providing detailed recommendations and feedback to the agency. CR's work has paid off. In November, the agency finalized new standards that incorporate test criteria for proven safety systems such as forward collision warning, automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assistance, blind spot warning, and other active and passive systems designed to protect drivers, passengers, and pedestrians. These and other updates will take effect for the 2026 model year, are the biggest step forward since NCAP was created in 1979. Our next article comes from the Ask Our Experts section. My toilet bowl isn't clean after I flush. Can I do anything to fix this? A wet bowl rinses clean more easily than a dry one, so do a quick pre-flush with toilet cleaner in the bowl before you take a seat in order to prevent unwanted residue. Then, When you're done, try holding down the flush lever button through the entire flush, which allows more water to be used, says CR's John Galeottafiore, who manages CR's product testing. When shopping for a new toilet, our testers say to look forward for bottles with a larger flush valve, the device inside the tank that allows the water into the bowl, like a 4-inch flush valve rather than the standard 2-inch. You can also use our ratings to find toilets that did well in our bowl cleaning test. Our next article is, my car smells funky, but I can't figure out why. What can I do? There are a number of potential sources of bad odors in cars. Water leaks, blocked AC drains, not changing the cabin air filter. These can all lead to unpleasant smells, says Michael Crossan, CR's lead auto technician. But first, clean up the basics. Search under the seats for old French fries or other crumbs. Check cup holders for spills. Remove the floor mats and shampoo them at a car wash or at home with a solution of water and detergent. Sprinkle the car's carpet with baking soda. Let it sit for 15 minutes, then vacuum it up. When you're done, leave an open can of coffee beans in the car overnight, a trick we learned from a car wash owner. Coffee acts as a deodorizer. If the air coming out of your car's vent smells like a locker room, the problem could be the condensation that comes from the evaporator in your heating and cooling system. If water collects and sits in there long enough, you get a musty smell. To fix it, turn the car's interior fan on low and open the windows. Then spray Lysol or air conditioning disinfectant into the intake vents found at the base of the outer windshield near the wipers. Finally, if the vented air smells sweet or fishy, take it to a mechanic. It could be a sign that your car's heater core is leaking coolant, which needs to be fixed right away, or your engine could overheat. How can I get my kitchen sink really clean? The kitchen sink is one of the dirtiest spots in your house. In fact, a 2011 study found that the sink had far more bacteria, including Salmonella and E. coli, than almost any other spot tested, second only to the kitchen sponge. The bacteria in your sink comes from the food you prepare, particularly raw meats, and it can remain on surfaces for a very long time, according to the Department of Agriculture. Salmonella, for example, can live on your sink surface for 32 hours and potentially contaminate any other foods you rinse in your sink, which can make you sick. To keep your sink clean, the USDA advises wiping it down with warm, soapy water daily. And if you used it to rinse items such as cutting boards, knives, or packaging that touch risky foods like raw meat, apply a sanitizer such as Clorox disinfectant after the soap and allow the sink to air dry. Additionally, you should sanitize your sink once a week, paying attention to the corners. If you have a garbage disposal, clean it once a week by tossing in 6 ice cubes, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 3 lemon slices, and 1 teaspoon of bleach. Add more ice cubes, cover the and run it without water while it grinds. Then run water to flush it for 30 seconds. For regular drains, pour in a quarter cup of baking soda, then a quarter cup of vinegar. Let it sit for 30 minutes, then run hot water to rinse it out. What's the best way to heal my chapped lips? Reaching for a good lip balm can be healing, but check the ingredients first. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends avoiding lip balm ingredients such as camphor and eucalyptus. Flavorings like peppermint and cinnamon, lanolin, menthol, and salicylic acid, which can actually irritate chapped lips. If your lips are tingling or stinging, that's a sign to switch balms. Burt's Bees Lip Balm, Chapstick Original Lip Balm, and Carmex Classic Lip Balm all list some of these ingredients. Instead, try a balm made from ingredients like castor seed or hemp seed oil, ceramides, petrolatum, or white petroleum jelly. In a staff review, Vaseline Lip Therapy Cream Brulee Mini, $3, which contains petrolatum, was our top pick. It was hydrating and stayed on for hours. Apply your balm several times a day, or every 2 hours if you're outside, and before bed. If you breathe through your mouth at night, running a humidifier while you sleep can help too. Try not to lick or bite your lips. which only make things worse. And remember to drink lots of water, which helps keep your skin, including your lips, moist. Our next article comes from the CR Insights Product Recommendations and Practical Advice in the No section. The Best Blankets. The Best Blankets offer all kinds of bells and whistles to provide you with extra comfort. Electric ones keep you toasty on cold days, cooling blankets fend off night sweats, and weighted blankets may reduce anxiety. More good news. If you prefer an electric blanket, which contains wires that heat up quickly, they're safer than they used to be. Still, look for ones that are UL or ETL certified. And always turn yours off before going to sleep. Cooling blankets, made of materials that dissipate heat instead of trapping it, cater to hot sleepers. If you sweat at night, choose a washable one like the Elegir. And weighted blankets, often filled with glass beads, offer gentle pressure that some people find calming. Go with one that's about 10% of your body weight for optimal comfort. Here, the blankets we like most. Heated blanket, Sunbeam Royal Ultra Heated Throw, $34 and up. This 50 by 60 inch blanket warmed up quickly and evenly. It can be adjusted from slightly warm to just out of the dry or hot. We also like its 9-foot cord and that it shuts off after 4 hours. Cooling blanket, Elegir Revolutionary Cooling Blanket, full size, $36 and up. Get night sweats? This machine washable 59 by 79 inch blanket is for you. Out of all the cooling blankets we tried, it kept staffers the most comfortable. It's thin, but the material is surprisingly sturdy and soft. Weighted blanket, Gravity Blanket, 15-pound throw, $115 and up. Filled with fine glass beads, this 40 by 72-inch blanket offers even pressure, and we love the soft velour of its machine washable cover. Note, however, that the directions say to hand wash the inner blanket. Skip It, Beautyrest Heated Blanket, full size, $120 and up. Despite feeling luxurious, this 80 by 84 inch blanket heated up only in select spots, and it felt just as warm on level 8 as it did on level 20. Note, pets, young children, and those with spinal injuries shouldn't use electric blankets because they may not sense overheating. Our next article comes from the CR Insights Tech Update section. 3 Wi-Fi Problems Solved. Few things are quite as frustrating as a poor Wi-Fi connection. We've got expert tips to keep your home internet stable, secure, and stress-free. Join Wi-Fi faster. It's important to have a complex Wi-Fi password to keep your home internet secure, but that can be a hassle to type when you want to connect to a new device or guest. Here's a quicker way. If the password is saved on a smartphone that's already on the network, you can push it to a nearby device, as long as you are in each other's contacts. Unlock your phone while your friend selects the network on their device. A request to share password will pop up on your phone. Tap it. Another way, go to Wi-Fi settings and tap Show Network QR Code or Share for a QR code that others can scan. Eliminate dead spots. If you have a traditional router and it's not in the most central part of your home, move it there to optimize its range. When it's tucked into the corner of a room, the router can't spread its signal as far, but shifting it even slightly can make a difference. A longer Ethernet cable can also let you move the router to a better spot. If you still have a dead zone, try a Wi-Fi extender, which repeats the signal from your router to that area. Our testers like the top-rated Netgear AX1800EAX15, $99. You can also try switching to mesh routers. Already own a mesh system? Go to cr.org/meshmap for tips on where to place mesh devices for the best coverage. Stay connected during an outage. If your power goes out in a storm or your internet service is down temporarily, your smartphone can pinch hit for your wireless router by creating a personal hotspot. On an Android, swipe down from the top of your screen and tap Hotspot. On an iPhone, go to Settings, Personal Hotspot, or Settings, Cellular, Personal Hotspot. Then toggle on the switch to allow others to join. The name of your phone should appear under the Wi-Fi options on the device you want to connect. If you don't see a hotspot option, your carrier may not support it. Call your carrier to check. Our next article, and my favorite, comes from the Insights section. CR Time Traveler Scams. 1939. CR runs a regular column called The Docket that collects dues on misleading ads, false claims, and fraud to help readers spot similar scams in their own communities. 1942. With used cars in demand, people are paying high prices for vehicles in poor condition. We reveal how to spot a dishonest dealer trying to sell you a dud. 1952. We report that the Better Business Bureau found that some TV repair services have been charging consumers for parts and labor that don't actually fix their sets. 1962. President John F. Kennedy introduces the Consumer Bill of Rights, including protection against fraudulent, deceitful, or grossly misleading information. 1975. We tell readers that some petroleum companies have been pumping low-grade gas in place of the higher-grade gas they claim to be selling. 1987. CR reports on widespread telephone scams in which fraudsters call consumers and falsely promise big profits if they invest in gold bullion, real estate, or art. 1995. Scams cost unsuspecting travelers millions of dollars, we say. CR's 24-page travel newsletter teaches readers to spot phony ads, overpriced services, and more. 2004, ransomware attacks, which lock users out of digital files until money is paid to unlock them, begin to pop up on personal computers. 2012, fraud is costing Americans $40 billion to $50 billion a year. We teach readers how to avoid common scams such as tech support schemes that steal your personal data. 2025. Many scams use sophisticated technology to trick you, but paper check scams still exist too. Our next article comes from the Insights Food IQTM section. Which sandwich is healthier? If you're headed to a sandwich shop for a quick lunch and looking for the healthiest sounding option, maybe a chicken wrap or a veggie special, watch out. Some are actually packed with calories, saturated fat, and sodium. But it's hard to know that unless you dig for the nutritional information, much of which is buried online. So we checked out popular chains to uncover their surprising diet bombs and the healthier choices to go for instead. Our next article comes from the Insights Food IQTM section. Which sandwich is healthier? If you're headed to a sandwich shop for a quick lunch and looking for the healthiest sounding option, maybe a chicken wrap, or the veggie special, watch out. Some are actually packed with calories, saturated fat, and sodium. But it's hard to know that unless you dig for the nutritional information, much of which is buried online. So we checked out popular chains to uncover their surprising diet bombs and the healthier choices to go for instead. Chick-fil-A. Cool Wrap versus Grilled Chicken Sandwich. Cool Wrap, 660 calories. Grilled chicken sandwich, 390 calories. Cool Wrap, 9 grams of saturated fat. Grilled chicken sandwich, 2 grams of fat. Cool Wrap, 1,420 milligrams of sodium. Grilled chicken sandwich, 770 milligrams. Bottom line, both of these contain grilled chicken, which is healthier than fried, but the wrap, which contains cheese, has about double the sodium and calories and much more saturated fat. Panera. Toasted Garden Caprese versus Tuna Salad Sandwich. Toasted Garden Caprese has 890 calories, while the Tuna Salad Sandwich has 550 calories. Toasted Garden Caprese has 16 grams of saturated fat. Tuna Salad Sandwich, 4.5 grams of saturated fat. Toasted Garden Caprese, 1,300 milligrams of sodium. Tuna Salad Sandwich, 1,060 milligrams of sodium. Bottom line, going meatless is usually a smart move. But this Caprese option is high in calories, salt, and unsaturated fat. The tuna, while still high in sodium, has far less saturated fat. Jersey Mike's, the veggie number 14 versus grilled portobello and Swiss, number 16. The veggie has 900 calories, the grilled portobello and Swiss, 590 calories. The veggie, 21 grams of saturated fat, the grilled portobello and Swiss, 10 grams of saturated fat. The veggie, 1,244 milligrams of sodium, grilled portobello and Swiss, 756 milligrams of sodium. This is for the regular size. Just because it's called the veggie doesn't make it virtuous. This sub has far more calories and about 500 milligrams more sodium than the portobello mushroom and cheese sandwich. Our next article comes from the CR Insight Savvy Shopper section. Top tissues from our test. Tired of dry and scratchy tissues when your nose is raw from a cold or allergies? CR's Jose Amezquita tested 10 best-selling facial tissue brands for softness, absorbency, tensile strength, how resistant they are to breakage, and abrasion resistance, how much friction a tissue can handle. The results surprised us. Some less expensive store brand tissues beat out pricier household names like Kleenex, Puffs, and Scotties. What follows are top picks and some tissues to leave on the shelf. Number 1, editor's pick. Member's Mark Ultra Soft, Sam's Club, 1.5 cents per tissue. These unscented 3-ply tissues were some of the softest we tested, but they were surprisingly strong and absorbent, making them an excellent choice. Number 4, strong and eco-friendly, Kabu Tree Free Facial Tissue, 4.6 cents per tissue. Made from bamboo, these tissues impressed us with their strength and absorbency. One exception, the stiffer material felt distinctly rougher on our noses than other brands. Number 2 runner-up, Walmart Great Value Ultra Soft, 1.5 cents per tissue. Not a Sam's Club member? These Walmart tissues offer the next best thing, a soft, absorbent 3-ply that's budget-friendly. While not as soft as Member's Mark, they won't irritate sensitive skin. Third place, Up and Up Ultra Soft Facial Tissues from Target, 2.6 cents per tissue. If you're shopping at Target, look no further than the store's own brand. It's soft and absorbent, but scored a bit below average in our strength test. These tissues are also nicely priced. Skip these. Kleenex Antiviral, 3.5 cents per tissue. They're somewhat soft, but got poor marks for strength and absorbency. Kirkland Signature, 1 cent per tissue. These are soft for 2-ply, but the least absorbent of tissues we tested. Puffs Ultra Soft, 3 cents per tissue. These 2-ply tissues weren't very strong or absorbent. Scotty's Everyday Comfort, 3.4 cents per tissue. These thin, rough 2-ply tissues were last overall. Our next article comes from the Insights CR Money Saver section. Before paying a medical bill, do this. In a 2023 Commonwealth Fund survey, nearly half of all insured adults received a bill or co-payment fee for a service they had expected to be covered, but less than half challenged bills with potential errors. Here's what to do before you pay yours. Check your EOB. Before you pay a bill mailed directly to you by your care provider, find your Explanation of Benefits, EOB, document. You may get it by email or snail mail, or it just might pop up in your insurance app. It's important because bills directly from providers may overcharge you, says Patrick Assale, a licensed insurance broker and owner of the Multicare Group in Las Vegas. But the EOB tells you exactly what you owe and what your insurance should pay for. Request an itemized bill from the provider. An itemized bill can help you spot errors. Report any you see to the care provider and ask for a revised bill to be sent to your insurer. Also, keep an eye out for terms like pending or non-eligible that indicate that your provider's bill hasn't been processed by your insurance yet. Call the care provider's billing or collections department. Bills typically need to be paid within 30 days, so if you think there's a mistake on yours, call to ask about putting collections on hold while you dispute the charges. Our next article comes from the CR Insights Product Spotlight section. The most versatile toaster ovens. The top models in our test don't just make toast or reheat leftovers. They can roast vegetables or whole chicken, broil burgers, or even bake cookies. Many newer versions also have features like air frying and convection cooking. But a toaster oven can eat up a fair amount of counter space. So check the size of the model you're considering as well as what you want to cook in it. That means looking at the interior dimensions too. A toaster's capacity can be much tighter than its total footprint. If frozen pizza is your go-to snack, for example, you'll want an inner depth of at least 12 inches. Hamilton Beach, 31156, $105 overall score, 71. Interiors, 4 by 13 by 9 inches. That's the height by the width by the depth. Convection, no. Toasting time, 5 for 5. Baking, 4 out of 5. Reheat, 3 out of 5. Ninja DCT 401, $250. Interior, upper, 3 inch by 13 inch by 12 inches. That's height by width by depth. Lower, 5 by 13 by 12 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 4 out of 5. Baking, 4 out of 5. Reheat, 3 out of 5. GE G90 AAA SSPSS, $220. Overall score, 67. Interior, 5 by 13 by 11 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 3 out of 5. Baking, 4 out of 5. Reheat, 3 out of 5. KitchenAid KCO124BM, $220. Overall score, 66. Interior, 4 by 14 by 12 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 3 out of 5. Baking, 3 out of 5. Reheat, 4 out of 5. Breville, the Smart Oven Air Fryer Pro, BOV900BSS-USC, $400. Overall score, 66. Interior, 7 by 16 by 12 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 2 out of 5. Baking, 4 out of 5. Reheat, 3 out of 5. Gourmia GTF 7900, $100. Overall score, 66. Interior is 5 by 12 by 12 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 4 out of 5. Baking, 4 out of 5. Reheat, 3 out of 5. Wolf Elite WGC 0150S, $750. Overall score, 65. Interior, 7 by 15 by 12 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 1 out of 5. Baking, 5 out of 5. Reheat, 3 out of 5. Breville, the Smart Oven Air Fryer, BOV860BSS1BUS1, $350. Overall score, 64. Interior is 6 by 14 by 11 inches. Convection, yes. 3 out of 5 for toasting time, 3 out of 5 for baking, and 4 out of 5 for reheat. Emerald Power Air Fryer 360 S-AFO-001, $170. Overall score, 63. Interior, 7 by 12 by 13 inches. Convection, yes. Toasting time, 4 out of 5. Baking, 4 out of 5. And reheat, 3 out of 5. Our next article comes from the In Every Issue section, Recalls. Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis Vehicles. Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis are recalling more than 145,000 electric vehicles from the 2022 to 2024 model years because they may suddenly lose power while in motion, potentially increasing the risk of a crash. This is due to a manufacturing issue with the Integrated Charging Control Unit, ICCU, which, similar to the alternator in a gas-powered car, sends power to low-voltage vehicle accessories and the 12-volt auxiliary battery. What to do? Dealers will replace the ICCU and its fuse free of charge and perform a software update. Many of these vehicles were recalled earlier this year and will need an additional repair. Owners can call Hyundai at 800-633-5151. The NHTSA campaign for number for this recall is 24V-868. Govee Life and Govee Smart Electric Space Heaters. Govee Life and Govee are recalling about 512,000 space heaters because they can overheat, posing fire and burn hazards. The heaters were sold online at Amazon, us.govee.com, Govee Home App, and TikTok Shop from September 2021 to September 2024 for $30 to $150. What to do? Stop using the space heaters and call Govee Life at 833-772-5360 or go to recall.goveelife.com/heater-recall for more information about getting a refund. Medical King Portable Bed Rails. Medical King is recalling about 222,000 portable bed rails because users can become trapped within the bed rail or between the bed rail and the side of the mattress, posing a risk of asphyxiation. The bed rails were sold online at Amazon, MedicalKingUSA.com, Walmart.com, and other websites from January 2020 to March 2024 for about $40. What to do? Stop using the bed rails and call Medical King at 888-715-2630 or go to MedicalKingUSA.com/products/recalls for a free repair kit or replacement depending on the model. Dorel Wall Beds. Dorel is recalling about 69,300 wall beds because they can detach from the wall and fall onto those nearby, posing serious impact and crush hazards. The wall beds were sold online at Amazon, BedBathAndBeyond.com, Target.com, and other websites from May 2021 through April 2024 for about $900. What to do? Stop using the wall beds and call Dorel at 888-828-8620. Or go to AmeraWoodHome.com/pages/recalls for more information on a reimbursable professional inspection and, if necessary, reinstallation of the wall bed. Wolf Appliance Ranges. Wolf Appliances is recalling about 44,000 ranges with infrared griddles because the range can short circuit if liquid spills on it, which can turn on the griddle unexpectedly, posing a burn and fire hazard. The ranges were sold at home appliance stores nationwide from August 2020 to September 2024 for $12,500 to $23,000. What to do? Stop using the range and contact Wolf Appliance at 800-200-7820 or go to wolfappliance.com/recall to schedule a free repair in your home. The Nova Detect Combination Natural Gas and CO Alarms. Denova is recalling about 26,360 Detect Combination Natural Gas and Carbon Monoxide alarms because they can go into sleep mode and, during that time, might fail to detect and alert owners to natural gas or carbon monoxide, posing a risk of poisoning. The alarms were sold at Lowe's stores nationwide and online at denovodetect.com and Lowe's.com from December 2023 through July 2024 for $90 to $102. What to do? Register at denovodetect.com/safety-notice-DD622 to receive a prepaid, labeled shipping package and replacement alarm. Continue using the alarm until you install the replacement device. This brings us to the end of today's articles. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capper. I'll be back soon with some more articles. Thanks for listening.